Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you believe what our White House and our president's cabinet is saying? You know, Susan Rice, I don't know if you know about Susan Rice, but she was going to be the Secretary of State, but she didn't become Secretary of State because of video. No, because of Tripoli. No, not because of Tripoli, because of Libya. No, but not because of Libya, but because of what happened at our embassy in Libya. Do you remember that Christopher Stevens, that he was murdered and several protective officers were murdered in our embassy there, and Susan Rice comes on television and she gets all these different networks and she says that the reason why that Christopher Stevens, the ambassador to Libya, is dead. Libya, by the way, is where you just saw 21 Egyptian Christians beheaded on the shores of Tripoli, Libya. That's where that is. And she said the cause of it was a video that somebody put out. And she told everybody that. And she was in line to be the Secretary of State. But she didn't get it because they found out that she didn't tell the truth. That's the report. She did not tell the truth. Who actually wrote out things or whatever, but that's what the reports are. She didn't get it. So John Kerry got that position. So he was, I guess you would say, he may have been the second one in line. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be here in America speaking to you, speaking to the Congress. And now she is the advisor to the president. And she's making a statement that this is not good for the prime minister to be able to come to America and speak to the Congress. It's like, what are you doing? Is this like the video thing? Are you doing something? As a matter of fact, take a look at this. You're not going to believe what you see or what you hear.
The relationship between Israel as a country and the United States as a country has always been bipartisan. And we've been fortunate that politics have not been injected into that relationship. What has happened over the last several weeks, by virtue of the invitation that was issued
by the Speaker
and the acceptance of it by Prime Minister Netanyahu on 2 weeks in advance of his election, is that on both sides there has now been injected a degree of partisanship, which is not only unfortunate, I think it's destructive of the fabric of the relationship, and it's something that...
It's destructive of the fabric of the relationship.
Well, Charlie, take my point. It's always been bipartisan. We need to keep it that way. We want it that way. I think Israel wants it that way. The American people want it that way. And when it becomes injected or infused with politics, that's a problem.
You think he's coming here because he wants to influence the election in Israel?
I'm not going to ascribe motives to the prime minister. I think let him explain for himself. But I think the point is we want the relationship between the United States and Israel to be unquestionably strong, immutable, regardless of political seasons in either country, regardless of which party may be in charge in either country. We've worked very hard to have that, and we will work very hard to maintain that.
No. America does not want what you want, Susan Rice. That is not true. We support Israel. We think Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is a wonderful leader. We think when he spoke at the United Nations, we remember the day we used to have presidents that stood up for their country, too. It made us very excited. No, Susan Rice, this is not about a video, and this is not about what you're saying it is. It's actually a very good thing. It's a very timely thing. It might be the very thing that enables America to stand and not be destroyed, the fact that we're opening our arms and saying, Israel, we love you. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, come in. Speak to the People's Congress. We want you. And watch everybody stand up, and we're going to applaud Israel, and we're going to applaud Bibi, and we're going to say thank you for standing up for democracy, which you should be doing, Susan Rice. And that's what we are. We're a democracy. We're a republic, a government by the people and for the people. You know, as we heard on an earlier program, if it wasn't for the Jews helped finance Christopher Columbus being able to come to America. And then when we needed help in the Revolutionary War, when we decided we didn't want to be a colonized nation anymore, which we're going to talk about the Philippines in a little bit, We actually had needed some financing. Guess who financed us? Well, what's the name of the
Sullivan.
Hans Sullivan. He actually financed our revolution. You know, to be able to be free like we are. We love Israel. We love Israel. As a matter of fact, 11 days after they decided to make a nation, 11 hours, I believe it is, we went right behind that with our President Truman, and we said, you know, not only we support this, but the strength of our military forces behind this signature. Hello, Susan Rice. Miss Rice, we stand for Israel. America stands for Israel. And you're going to watch Congress 11 minutes later, not 11 seconds, but you're going to find Congress. You're going to find Congress standing up and applauding. And I just pray, dear God, see us say yes to Israel. See us united. It's bipartisan support for Israel in America. That's what she should have been saying, not over in Israel. Israel's for Israel. Oh, come on. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. Anyway, I'm just kind of upset about this because remember, you got to go back and watch everything and remember this. And we have this on the VFN Torch for you. She was the one that went around with former Secretary of State. Well, she was Secretary of State then, Hillary Clinton. And they were going around saying with the president that the reason why our American citizen died in Libya was because of a video. A man made a video and it upset radical Islam. And that was the whole story. And I believe they even put the man in jail. But it wasn't about that at all. It was something totally different. We're seeing it today. The rise of a militant push of radical Islam being used, it looks like, to be able to organize the world. And we did that, you know, in regards to when we were discovering America and we had the Jewish support to be able to do it and the finances to be able to pay for the ship coming over from Christopher Columbus and the you know, Solomon's financial help during the American Revolution, that we didn't want to be colonized. We didn't want to be part of those colonization that was taking place. That's why they would call it the American Revolution. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the Philippines. Because we have to understand that what we didn't want ourselves, it looks like sometimes we went out and colonized other nations when we ourselves said we didn't want it. And now today, from some of the reports, there's abstract poverty in a big way in the Philippines. And we want to go back and look at Teddy Roosevelt, what happened during his presidency, and how did this all take place? And did we actually take over the Philippines for a season?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.